Here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, Sonia Narang has some local news and resources for us right now. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Kevin. I'd like to start by letting everyone know that today, one of California's two federal-run mass vaccination sites is opening at Oakland Coliseum. And this is run by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The other site is in Los Angeles. And currently, appointments are available for booking online, but appointment slots are limited, and California's website for appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine is myturn.ca.gov. So I've been telling everybody to check that website repeatedly. You never know when slots will open up. So I'm not sure, Kevin, if you've taken a look at that website yet.
I know somebody who signed on, and then when she refreshed the website, it was all the slots had been taken.
That's right.
They're selling faster than rock and roll tickets.
I know. I say it's harder to get a vaccination than a Beatles concert ticket. But keep trying. I tell everyone, because Oakland Coliseum hopes to get up to 6,000 people vaccinated per day. Also, this past weekend in Oakland, we are focusing this update on West Oakland, but in Oakland Chinatown, there have been a number of efforts by groups to keep locals safe. There have been a number of rallies in the Bay Area to condemn increased violence against Asian Americans, particularly elders, around the country, and Oakland Chinatown has a number of organizations. One is called the Oakland Chinatown Coalition. And this group is organizing a volunteer foot patrol to allow people to feel safer in the community. So they are currently looking for volunteers. Also, there's an organization called Compassion in Oakland. This was started by a young Latino Oaklander. And this group is also looking for volunteers to chaperone people that feel unsafe in Chinatown. And I'll include those links in KLW's resources page online.
Thanks, Sonia.